I may be Goodman reporting from Barbados, where the plane has just landed that is carrying the Aristide to Jamaica, along with the U.S. delegation that chartered the flight, having picked President Aristide and his wife Mildred up in the Central African Republic. The last leg of the flight, we have one more leg of the flight to go. We will land in Jamaica. We will leave around 1 o'clock today. Jean-Bertrand Aristide ousted from Haiti on February 29th. In this last leg of the trip between Cape Verde and Barbados, I had a chance to have a long discussion with President Aristide, which will be broadcasting tomorrow. But in it, he reiterates all charges. He says he was taken by dozens of U.S. military and security from his home to the airport, believing that he was going to hold a news conference. He and his wife had hardly anything with him. They have almost no luggage. He was taken to the airport, put in a plane with dozens of U.S. He is not just in military dress, but in war dress. And he said when they got on the plane, they switched to civilian dress with baseball caps. They all flew to the Central African Republic, and they got off. They did not get off the flight there, but that is where the Aristides got off, and they immediately went back. One of his security, who had a one-year-old baby, asked to get off the flight when they were refueling in Antigua. He was refused that request, the security guard. These are one of the security guards from Steele Foundation. And it's believed because the U.S. government wanted no leak of what was taking place. And so everyone who got on board that flight had to travel fully to the Central African Republic. Putting together what happened from Jean-Bertrand Aristide himself, as well as his security chief, Franz Gabriel. He was not aware where he was going until mere moments before he landed in the Central African Republic. He again reiterated this was a U.S.-backed coup, that he was a virtual prisoner, though does not like to use the term because he said it would then implicate his host, the Central African Republic, who he said treated him very well. But it was those forces that put him there that clearly were not allowing him to leave. The next leg of the trip will be a very interesting one. The Jamaican government coming under pressure for making this offer to the Aristides to stay. Sharon Hay Webster is the Jamaican parliamentarian who is part of this delegation. She also represents PJ Patterson, the Prime Minister, and CARICOM, the 15-member Caribbean community. She delivers a letter to the President of the Central African Republic, Francois Bazizi, requesting the release of Jean-Bertrand Aristide so that he could return to the Caribbean. It is a momentous time. The ousted president returning mere miles, about 120 miles from the shore of his own country. At the end of the interview with the Haitian president, I asked if he would return to Haiti. And he said it depends on the people. I'm Amy Goodman, broadcasting from the Barbados airport, about to get back on the plane and head to the final destination for this trip, but not for the Haitian president's journey, clearly.